You are listening to Impact, breakthrough science that applies to you. Do you really know what is in the tap water that you are drinking these days? A variety of pharmaceuticals, including sex hormones, painkillers, and almost everything in between, have been found in the drinking water in 42 states, impacting about 41 million Americans. You may be asking yourself, how can this happen? When people take their medications, not all of it is absorbed into the body. In fact, most is flushed down the toilet. After passing through treatment plants, the sewage water and water from other water bodies is turned into tap water. Treatment plants are only capable of removing large compounds, so the pharmaceutical compounds pass through unchanged due to their small size. Not only do these treatment plants not remove the pharmaceutical compounds, they sometimes make them more toxic. Some scientists believe that adding chlorine, a common process in conventional drinking water treatment plants, increases the toxicity of some of the medications in the water. This water, with many unfiltered drugs in it, ends up in the taps that we drink from every day. Problems may arise due to the large quantities of tap water humans drink every day. You might think you're okay because you use a home water filter or drink bottled water. Home water filters are unable to remove the medications either, and some companies bottle untreated tap water. Even though pharmaceutical companies say there is no proof that such small quantities have any effect on human health, scientific studies show that small doses of medication over extended periods of time cause cancer cells to grow quicker, kidney cells to grow slower, and red blood cells to become inflamed. Most watersheds, which are the natural source of most of the nation's water supply, were found to be contaminated. Also, according to the last study, the drinking water for only 28 of the major water providers have been tested. 34 major providers still had not carried out any testing on their water supply. Aside from humans, these medications are also damaging aquatic life across the globe. In a bizarre discovery, it was found that male fish are becoming more feminized. They are creating egg yolk proteins, a mechanism usually restricted to females. Now that this has been exposed, maybe scientists and governments will devote more time and resources to find a solution to this problem, since it affects so many. One technique that shows much promise is reverse osmosis. It removes almost all pharmaceutical contaminants. However, it is very expensive and thus not viable for large-scale treatment. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Impact, a production of the Writing Science News Class. This is 88.3 WDCV-FM, the voice of Dickinson College.